Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Daryl Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, is going to come on. We're going to welcome him on because we've got to talk about his post that he just put out, his report on the Browns pitching Brook Park Dome and stadium renovation to state lawmakers. With all the details, Daryl, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Well, I mean, I got to be honest with you. I've been thinking about Game 5. I wasn't quite ready for Brown Stadium update today, so I feel ready, but I was caught a little unawares. How about you?
It's been a busy couple of days, but doesn't it feel like the fate of the Cavaliers franchise is at stake tonight here in Game 5, right? Because if they don't win, I don't want to think about what may or may not happen in the future to this organization and this particular team. So hopefully the fans come out in full force tonight. I expect to be a very raucous atmosphere inside Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. But, it's been a busy couple of days tracking down the latest developments concerning the Browns stadium situation.
So we will pick your brain on Game 5, which obviously you mentioned a little bit of just some of the massive weight that the next 2 to 3 games carry for the Cavaliers. But obviously, there's so much. When you write a story like this, you can't just write the new details. You have to. It's almost like one long, ongoing story. Yeah. So specific to the new details that we've learned over the last 24 to 48 hours, what can you tell us about the latest development and the Browns speaking with state lawmakers?
Yeah, so what the Browns are proposing for both the lakefront renovation, which we know is going to cost between $1 and $1.2 billion, and a dome that could be built in Brook Park. Price tag of that is around $2.5 billion. That is with a B dollars. A couple of things. One, the new dome would be built pretty much similar to SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles, which is next to LAX Airport. It would be, a lot of it would be built underground comply with FAA height restrictions surrounding airports. So that's one element. The element that folks really, really care about is when it comes to the public-private partnership. What I have learned is that the same proposal for that public-private partnership for the stadium renovation, which is 50-50, is the same that they're looking for should they go the dome route. And that is the Browns would pay 50% of the cost, and then the other 50% would come through public funding. And that public funding, I've learned, would be, at least right now, the way that the Browns have kind of proposed it hypothetically, 25% coming from the state of Ohio, and then the other 25% shared between local municipalities and the county. So that's an important element. Another important element regarding taxes, the team is not proposing any new local taxation. I have been told that there is some contemplation maybe about a hotel tax, but can stress there that's a contemplation. They're just throwing ideas around right now. This thing is nowhere near getting close to the finish line. This is just where they're at right now in their discussions. I spoke to multiple folks down in Columbus who have described these talks to me as preliminary, both on as well as off the record. This is the early stages of this thing. Nobody feels like the Browns are trying to slip one past the goalie here and rob the bank. This is a very deliberative process, and my understanding from the folks that I've talked to, pretty much every level, that they like to see this thing get resolved as soon as possible, but also at the same time, they feel good about the process that the Browns have taken throughout these discussions.
Daryl, they're talking about this 50-50 split, which would be, you know, half between the team and half between the public, right? So
correct.
With that being said, is that accurate, Daryl?
Yes, that is.
Okay, so with that being said, does that make it more or less likely for this stadium to happen?
Well, I don't know that it tilts it either way. I think that what will ultimately be the deciding factor for the Browns will be just, you know, how far the development around the facility can happen. You know, for the Brook Park project, yes, they are proposing an entertainment district that would include hotels and some retail and you know, bars and restaurants and things like that. Right now, that doesn't exist with Cleveland Browns Stadium. There is nothing there. The city of Cleveland has been drawing beautiful lakefront blueprints since the 1970s about developing that area, yet nothing has really moved forward. A positive sign is the city of Cleveland did secure $20 million to go toward the land bridge project that, you know, is going to cost significantly more than that. But there's been no real concrete steps forward about developing the area around the stadium other than, again, renderings and beautiful pictures for everybody to ooh and ah and say, hey, wouldn't that be great if this gets done? But nothing has really moved forward. So, you know, the Browns are really trying to drive additional development beyond just whether it's renovating a stadium or building a brand new dome in Brook Park.
We do love us some pretty pictures here, Daryl. So you mentioned the land bridge. Obviously, it was a big victory when it seemed like that's going into the budget. I can't remember the timeline on that. And yet, you mentioned there's still a lot more money to go there. Is it as simple as if the land bridge doesn't, if that funding doesn't come all together and that if that doesn't get built, then any plans for the lakefront would go the way of the dodo?
I wouldn't say that that is absolute, Nick, but I think that that would skew the decision-making process significantly. And the other part of this, too, is my understanding is with the Brook Park Dome that the entertainment district, there, for lack of a better name for it, okay, the additional development with the dome, that would be largely privately built. So they're, you know, they're not seeking public money to build that aspect of the project. And then there's the whole Berea project, too, which we can get into as well, that includes a significant private investment. But I do feel like the land bridge is an important component, as is the development surrounding Cleveland Browns Stadium and turning that from just a bunch of concrete parking lots into a mixed-use area that can be utilized year-round by everybody.
So
dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. but the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm glad that you've led us to water here on the Berea Project. Can you walk us through what the Berea Project is, the cost, and where it would be located at?
So in recent years, the Browns have been acquiring parcels of land adjacent to their training complex on Lou Groza Boulevard. On that land, about 16 acres worth, the team would like to build a hotel, a university hospital sports medicine facility, some apartments, a dormitory for Baldwin-Wallace University, restaurants, a parking garage, as well as a new community rec center for the city of Berea and adjacent municipalities, and a multi-use community field that would, again, be used for public. The cost is around $195 million, with $180 million of that in private investment. I was able to obtain a copy of the application that the city of Berea sent to state lawmakers requesting $15 million in state funding from the capital budget, which lawmakers are working on right now, to go towards the new community rec center as well as multi-use community field. It is an extensive, ambitious project that the Haslam Sports Group has been working years upon years to try and put together. We now have a price tag for it. We have an idea of how much of a private commitment is, and it's substantial. Again, $180 million in private money at least. And again, they're only seeking $15 million to come from the state, but that's for the Berea Rec Center and a community field. So when that gets done, and they're anticipating that being about an 18-month construction project there out in Berea, it's going to be a magnificent addition for that community.
Now, Daryl, I just want to get back to the proposed dome renderings. Have you? You don't have to tell us what it looks like, because I know this top secret and all that.
Well, I'll just tell you, it's going to be in the ground. A lot of it's going to be in the ground.
I just want to know if you've snuck a peek. I don't need a description.
I can't tell you that. I can't tell you that. You tried to get the tiger out of the cage. Yeah, I know you tried to get the tiger out of the cage. I can't tell you what I may or may not have seen, but what I will tell folks is that similar to SoFi Stadium as far as from a construction standpoint, not necessarily from a look standpoint, a lot of it's going to be in ground, so it's not going to be like towering over that particular area. And by the way, they have been doing, not the Browns, the current owners of that land, and this is actually helpful, though, to the Browns if they end up there in Brook Park. The current owners of that land, that 176 acres, they've been doing site prep since acquiring that land. So they have demolished buildings. They have been cleaning up the site. So if the Browns do choose to build in Brook Park, there should not be many delays as far as site preparation go.
It sure sounds like you've got like three or four FBI guys around you about what you can and cannot comment on. Again, blink twice if you're in danger. Real quick before we let you go, Daryl, what prediction do you have for Game 5?
I think the Cavaliers win tonight. I think it goes back to Orlando. I don't know that they win in Orlando. I'm worried that this thing goes 7. But I do feel like the Cavs come out, handle their business tonight. They seem to have a pretty good approach and attitude. Since those two blowout losses in Orlando, that they just wipe the slate clean, they forget about it. They handled their home business on their floor. We as Cavaliers handled ours, and if we continue to do that, we will win the series. That's the message coming out of the organization right now.
Daryl, great stuff, buddy, especially on the piece about Brook Park and the stadium renovations and all this, man. Really great stuff. Appreciate you. Thank you for your time.
You bet. Enjoy Game 5 tonight, guys.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.